Our story begins at the Auckland International Airport, where Mandy has just arrived at the security desk.
Hi, my name is Mandy. I called earlier and I was told that you found my baby?
Yes, we have the baby right here. Do you have any type of identification?
Yes, here's my driver's license. I'll just take her now.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that. The police are on their way, and we have a lot of paperwork to fill out. How exactly did you lose this baby?
As I stated on the phone, I turned around, and she was gone.
She?
Mandy! What are you doing here?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm Officer Lincoln. What's going on here?
This woman came to pick up her baby.
Her baby? She doesn't have a baby.
Can we see him?
These folks think this baby might be their missing nephew.
This is my baby. Mine.
You don't have a baby, Mandy. What are you talking about?
No, she's my daughter, Angela. Just give her to me and I'll go.
Mandy, you don't have a daughter. Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. How can I be all right? I had my baby, and then she was gone, and then I found her again, and then Rachel stole her from me, and now no one will give her back to me. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Officer, this woman is certifiable. I believe she kidnapped this baby from my sister and brought him here to New Zealand.
Oh, don't listen to her. You witch. Why is it your mission to take my baby away from me?
Yesterday you didn't have a baby. Are you even on this planet?
You're not going to take my baby from me. You're not. You bitch.
Get off me. Get this crazy woman off me, you freak.
I can't lose my baby. I can't lose my baby. Not again.
Baby, calm down. Get off her.
My baby is in there and I'm going to take her home.
You're not going anywhere with the loony bin, sister.
Come on, man. I'm going to have to take you down to the station.
You're not taking me anywhere.
Get off!
I have no choice. I have backup on the way. He'll be arriving shortly. We'll get this mess sorted out. Do not let this baby out of your sight. No one goes anywhere with him. Got it?
Yes.
You can't do this to me. My baby is in there. Angela! Angela! I'll be back for you. I promise you I'll be back.
Let's go.
Down in Richmond at the county home, Chuck has just entered Dara's room.
Rex, can I get you something to drink or maybe to eat?
Perry, we didn't come here to eat. You said you had to tell me something. What is it?
I'm not sure how to say this, Rex.
Come on. We've shared so much with each other. What is this all about?
Okay. Remember the day your mom was brought into the hospital?
Yes. You're not still feeling guilty about my mom, are you? She had a stroke, Perry. Being in your office was just a coincidence.
It's not about your mom, Rex. That day, I was in the waiting room while you were in your mom's room when a strange woman came up to me.
A woman?
She seemed angry at me and asked me how I dare show my face at the hospital.
You're kidding, and you didn't know her?
No. Well, at least not directly. I knew her husband.
Okay, but why was she angry at you?
Because her husband had just died.
She was upset. That's totally understandable. People take grief and anger out on other people sometimes.
You don't understand, Rex. Her husband was a man named Jacob Stiles. He's someone I dated briefly last summer.
Oh, back in your Playboy days.
Jacob died of AIDS.
AIDS?
Jacob was HIV positive when we were together. I didn't know it at the time.
At the time of what? What are you telling me, Perry?
Rex, I've had unsafe sex only once in my life. And it was one night with Jacob.
Wait a minute. You had unsafe sex with a guy who was HIV positive?
I know, it was stupid.
But You're negative. We had that talk when we were first together. Is there more to this, Perry?
I had my last HIV test just after I stopped seeing Jacob. I was negative on that test.
Then we have nothing to worry about.
No, Rex. We do. I had another test after talking to Jacob's wife. It was positive. I'm HIV positive.
Down in Richmond at the county home, Chuck has just entered Dara's room.
Hello, Dara.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good enough to talk small talk with me. Clint told me everything.
I know you've been through a lot with your mother for a long time now.
And now she's dead.
And it's hard. I lost an uncle I was really close to recently. I still miss him.
I don't miss my mom. I hated her.
You didn't hate her, Dara.
Don't tell me how I feel. You don't even know me. Do you really think you can show up here after 16 years and try to be my father? Well, you can.
I honestly don't know what to think right now. A couple of weeks ago, I would have not even believed it if someone had told me that I had a teenage daughter. This all came as quite a surprise to me.
What did you do to my mother to make her not even want me to know you?
I didn't know your mom all that well, Dara. I'm not sure what she was thinking.
But you slept with her anyways.
Yeah, I did. I was young and stupid.
Yeah, you were.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you here. I know absolutely nothing about being a father, but I'd like to try to learn with your help.
Do you think I'm just going to run into your arms and call you dad? Well, I'm not. You've never been a father to me before, and I don't want you to be now.
At Wilson's Diner, Connie is talking with Andrew at the counter.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Connie. How was your meeting?
It was good. I think we'll have the West Side contract finalized soon.
Oh, no. Does that mean you won't be stopping at Wilson's anymore?
Oh, I'll manage to stop in. The food is too good around here.
But what about the service?
And the service is excellent.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I talked to Clint. Beck is paying for Deanna Madison's funeral, so they're staying until that is over tomorrow and then coming home.
I'm sure you'll be glad to have Clint home.
Definitely. And he's already missed the first day of school here. I don't want him to get behind.
So does this mean Dara will be coming back to New York with Chuck?
It looks that way.
Now, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't know. I can understand some of her actions now that I know what she's gone through with her mother. Although I'm not sure if I want my son dating her.
I totally understand.
Adam, what is it?
It's nothing. Just a little headache. I've been getting a lot of them lately.
That doesn't sound very good.
I'm fine. My God!
Maybe you should sit down.
My head! It's killing me! Something's wrong!
Here, have a seat.
Adam!
Adam, we have to get you over to West Side. I'm calling 911.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.